Load dish 8.3. Genetic mapping of mutations. Although genetic analysis can provide important insights into various cellular processes, its most profound impact on molecular cell biology has been to facilitate identification of the proteins that actually carry out these processes. Genetic mapping of a mutation-defined gene is the first step toward isolating and cloning the corresponding normal gene, and ultimately identifying its encoded protein. Various techniques are used to produce a genetic map of a chromosome, which indicates the positions of genes relative to one another along the lengths of the chromosome. In a physical map, the number of nucleotides between known genes is indicated. By comparing a genetic map and corresponding physical map, the actual physical position of any gene can be determined. Figure 8.14 depicts the genetic and physical maps of the single circular chromosome N. coli. We discuss genetic mapping in this section and construction of physical maps in the next section. Segregation patterns indicate whether mutations are on the same or different chromosomes. As discussed earlier, during meiosis each chromosome segregates independently. Therefore, traits controlled by genes on separate chromosomes also segregate independently. Figure 8.15. The observation that two mutant traits segregate independently indicates that the mutations are located on different chromosomes. Conversely, mutant gene loci that segregate together at a higher frequency than predicted by random assortment of chromosomes indicate that these loci are on the same chromosome. Such loci are referred to as linked. Recombination between loci on the same chromosome provides a basis for mapping them relative to each other along the lengths of the chromosome, as discussed below. Chromosomal mapping locates mutations on particular chromosomes. The localization of a mutation to a particular chromosome is the first step in genetic mapping of a mutation-defined gene. A simple example involves recessive mutations on the X chromosome in Drosophila. In fruit flies, as in humans, males are genetically XY, and females are XX. Such X-linked recessive mutations exhibit a distinctive sex-linked segregation pattern in various cross. Figure 8.16. Mutant males mated to normal, homozygous females produce no phenotypically affected progeny. If the female is homozygous for the mutation, all the sons will have the mutant phenotype, and all the daughters will be heterozygous and thus unaffected. If the females are heterozygous, they are phenotypically normal, but they act as carriers, transmitting the mutant allele to 50% of their male progeny. Thus, any recessive mutation for which these sex-linked segregation patterns are observed can be mapped to the X chromosome. Human genetic diseases exhibit several inheritance patterns depending on the nature of the mutations that cause them. For example, Duchenne muscular dystrophy DMD, a muscle degenerative disease that specifically affects males, is caused by a recessive mutation on the X chromosome. This clinically important mutation exhibits the typical sex-linked segregation pattern. Figure 8.17a. In contrast to DMD, cystic fibrosis results from a recessive mutation in an autosome. Such autosomal recessive mutations exhibit a quite different segregation pattern. First, both males and females can be affected with cystic fibrosis. Second, both parents must be heterozygous carriers of a mutant CFTR allele in order for their children to be at risk of being affected with the disease. Each child of heterozygous parents has a 25% chance of receiving both mutant CFTR alleles, and thus being affected, a 50% chance of receiving one normal and one mutant allele, and thus being a carrier, and a 25% chance of receiving two normal alleles. Figure 8.17b. Autosomal dominant mutations are associated with a third segregation pattern. Huntington's disease, a neurodegenerative disease that generally strikes in mid to late life, is caused by this type of mutation. If either parent carries a mutant HD allele, each of his or her children, regardless of sex, has a 50% chance of inheriting the mutant allele and being affected. Figure 8.17c. Mapping of a gene to a specific autosome is more complicated than for X-linked genes. Once one mutation has been mapped to a particular chromosome, it can be used as a marker to identify other mutations located on that chromosome. In humans, small differences, or polymorphisms, in DNA sequences between individuals serve as molecular markers. Recombinational analysis can map genes relative to each other on a chromosome. As we've seen, the independent segregation of chromosomes during meiosis provides the basis for determining whether genes are on the same or different chromosomes. Genetic traits that segregate together during meiosis more frequently than expected from random segregation are inferred to be controlled by genes on the same chromosome. The tendency of genes on the same chromosome to be inherited together is referred to as genetic linkage. Genetic recombination, another phenomenon associated with meiosis, provides the basis for mapping a particular gene relative to other genes on the same chromosome. Before the first meiotic division, the replicated chromosomes of each homologous pair align with each other and act called synapses, see figure 8.2. At this time, the exchange of DNA sequences, that is, recombination between maternally and paternally derived chromatids, can occur, figure 8.18. This swapping of genetic material between chromosomes is called crossing over. The two meiotic phenomena, random segregation and recombination, generate new combinations of genes in interbreeding populations. The technique of recombinational mapping was devised one night in 1913 by Astor Tavant while he was an undergraduate working in the laboratory of D.H. Morgan at Columbia University. Originally used in studies on Drosophila, this technique is still used today to assess the distance between two genetic loci on the same chromosome in many experimental organisms. The molecular mechanisms underlying meiotic recombination are detailed in Chapter 12. A critical first step in this process is the introduction of breaks in the DNA. The reciprocal exchange of the chromosomal segments occurs at the position of the breaks. These breaks are thought to occur at random along the lengths of the DNA, thus the farther apart two genes are, the more likely that a DNA break will occur between them at meiosis. In other words, the more frequently recombination occurs between two genes on the same chromosome, the farther apart they are. Moreover, the frequency of exchange between two points along the lengths of a chromosome, called the recombination frequency, is proportional to the distance in base pairs separating the two points. The presence of many different already mapped genetic traits, or markers, distributed along the lengths of a chromosome permits the position of an unmapped mutation to be determined by assessing its segregation with respect to these marker genes during meiosis. Thus, the more markers that are available, the more precisely a mutation can be mapped. As more and more mutations are mapped, the linear order of genes along the lengths of a chromosome, that is, a genetic map, can be constructed. The more genes that are localized along a chromosome, the more detailed the map. For example, the single E. coli chromosome has been mapped in great detail, see figure 8.14. By convention, one genetic map unit is defined as the distance between two positions along a chromosome that results in one recombinant individual and 100 progeny. The distance corresponding to this 1% recombination frequency is called the Senton-Morgan CM in honor of Sturtevant's mentor, Morgan. Determination of the genetic map distance between two loci in Drosophila by recombinational analysis is illustrated in figure 8.19. Comparison of the physical distances between known genes, determined by molecular analysis, with their recombination frequency indicates that in Drosophila 1% recombination frequency on average represents a distance of about 400 kilobases. The relationship between recombination frequency, i.e., genetic map distance, and physical distance varies between different regions of the genome within the same organism, and between organisms, e.g., E. coli. 1 centimeter 40 kilobytes. GNA polymorphisms are used to map human mutations. In the experimental organisms commonly used in genetic studies, many phenotypic markers are readily available for genetic mapping of mutations. This is not the case for mapping loci associated with genetically transmitted diseases in humans. However, through recombinant DNA technology, many molecular DNA markers are now available. One of the first types of commonly used DNA markers to be used is referred to as a restriction fragment length polymorphism RFLP. RFLPs are variations among individuals in the lengths of restriction fragments produced from identical regions of the genome. In all organisms, natural DNA sequence variations occur throughout the genome. Because most of the human genome does not code for protein, a large amount of sequence variation is acceptable in humans. Chapter 9. Indeed, it has been estimated that in humans nucleotide differences between individuals can be detected every 200 nucleotides, or so. These variations in DNA sequence, referred to as DNA polymorphisms, may create or destroy restriction enzyme recognition sites. As a consequence, the pattern of restriction fragment lengths from a region of the genome may differ between homologous chromosomes and between two individuals. Figure 820a. Loss of a site will result in the appearance of a larger fragment and the disappearance of two smaller fragments. Formation of a new site will result in the loss of a larger fragment and its replacement with two smaller fragments. These changes in DNA structure are used as molecular markers in a fashion analogous to phenotypic markers used in mapping by meiotic recombination. Figure 820b illustrates how RFLP analysis of a family can detect allelic forms within a DNA region. How do polymorphisms arise? As we discussed in an earlier section, a finite number of mutations occur spontaneously in the DNA sequence. Some of these will occur in coding sequences, leading to production of defective protein sequences. Others will occur in non-coding sequences. In most cases, these will have no effect on function. For the purposes of genetic markers, the effects of these changes in DNA sequence on organismal function are unimportant. In humans, polymorphisms often appear to be associated with single base changes. CpG dinucleotide sites are hotspots for single base changes. Consequently, restriction enzyme cleavage sites that contain this dinucleotide are often polymorphic. The lengths of DNA between two restriction sites bracketing short sequences of DNA that are repeated in a head-to-tail fashion is often highly variable, providing another form of polymorphism. These variable repeat regions are on the order of 1470 base pairs long. They are found as single copies or in arrays containing up to 100 repeat units. Recently, even simpler shorter repeat sequences, e.g., CA repeats, have been used as polymorphic markers. Since these repeats generally contain fewer than 200 base pairs, they can be amplified easily by the PCR using unique flanking DNA sequences as primers. It is estimated that these repeats are found on the order of once every 40 kilobytes. Triantetranucleotide repeat sequences are also being increasingly used as polymorphic markers. Presumably, arrays of repeats are formed by recombination or a slippage mechanism of either the template or newly synthesized strands during DNA replication. See Figure 8.5. Polymorphic restriction sites are limited in that there are generally only two alleles at any given locus. In contrast, polymorphic repeat sequences will give rise to many different alleles, and hence will be multi-allelic and of more general use in mapping disease loci. In experimental organisms such as Drosophila, recombination mapping is facilitated not only by the availability of readily visible markers, but by the ability to carry out specifically desired genetic crosses and to obtain large numbers of progeny from any given cross. In human genetic studies, few visible markers are available and planned crosses are not possible, so a different approach is required to map mutations relative to known markers. In this approach, families in which individuals are at risk for a genetic disease, i.e., both parents are heterozygous for an autosomal recessive mutation associated with a particular disease, are identified. DNA samples from various family members are analyzed to determine the frequency with which specific polymorphic markers segregate with a mutant allele causing the disease. This frequency is a measure of the distance between the markers and the mutation-defined locus. The more families afflicted with a particular disease that are available for study, and the more DNA polymorphisms identified in proximity of the disease locus, the more precisely the disease-associated gene can be mapped. In most family studies, however, locating more than 100 individuals is highly unlikely, limiting the localization to no less than one centimorgan. An alternative strategy, which can be used in some cases, is called linkage disequilibrium. In this approach, one assumes that a genetic disease commonly found in a particular community results from a single mutation many generations in the past. This ancestral chromosome will carry closely linked markers that will be conserved through many generations. Markers that are farthest away on the chromosome will tend to become separated from the disease gene by recombination, whereas those closest to the disease gene will remain associated with it. By assessing the distribution of specific markers in all the affected individuals in a population, geneticists can identify DNA markers tightly associated with the disease, thus localizing the disease-associated gene to a relatively small region. The gene causing diastrophic dysplasia in a large Finnish population was localized to a 60 kilobyte region by this approach. Some chromosomal abnormalities can be mapped by banding analysis. Many mutations involve large changes in DNA structure that can be mapped by direct light microscope observation of chromosomes. Normal human metaphase chromosomes exhibit characteristic banding patterns when stained with various dyes, figure 8.21. The non-uniform staining of chromosomes with these dyes presumably reflects local differences in chromosome structure discussed in chapter 9. Differences in the banding patterns of normal and mutant chromosomes can help map the mutations causing certain human diseases. For instance, the X chromosome from some patients with Duchenne muscular dystrophy has an altered banding pattern reflecting a deletion of part of the chromosome that is large enough to be cytologically visible. Although DMD is X-linked, rare females can also be affected. They carry balanced translocations between the X chromosome and an autosome. Although the autosomal breakpoints are all different, the X chromosome breaks are at closely linked positions corresponding to cytologically visible deletions in males. Both the deficiencies and balanced translocations aided in the cloning of these genes. In Drosophila, the light microscope study of chromosomal abnormalities is facilitated by the very large chromosomes of the larval salivary gland, figure 8.22. These chromosomes have undergone many rounds of DNA replication without cell division, resulting in a collinear arrangement of 1,000-2,000 copies of each chromosome. The large size of these chromosomes, referred to as polyteen chromosomes, has permitted compilation of very detailed maps of stained regions bands and unstained regions interbands. Comparison of the banding patterns from normal flies and mutant flies can localize some mutations to quite specific chromosomal regions. Summary. Genes located on different chromosomes segregate independently of one another during meiosis, see figure 8.15. X-linked recessive mutations, autosomal recessive mutations, and autosomal dominant mutations exhibit characteristic segregation patterns. Genes and molecular markers previously mapped to a particular autosome can be used to map other genes to that chromosome, as linked genes and markers on the same chromosome segregate together with higher frequency than unlinked genes. Genetic recombination between genes on the same chromosomes, which can occur during meiosis, permits the mapping of genes on the same chromosome relative to each other, see figure 8.18. The farther apart two genes are on a chromosome, the greater their frequency of recombination. Numerous phenotypic markers are available in common experimental organisms for use in recombinational analysis. In humans, restriction fragment length polymorphisms or FLPs and other types of polymorphisms, particularly in non-coding DNA regions, are useful in genetic mapping of disease genes. Abnormalities in chromosome structure, reflected in altered banding patterns, can aid in mapping certain mutations in experimental animals and disease genes in humans. The nucleotide sequence of a chromosome, or portion thereof, constitutes its complete physical map. More common are partial physical maps, such as a set of ordered DNA clones, and maps of restriction sites, in which the nucleotide distances between sites are known.